Thanks, Greg. Yes, we're backstage with music director Yannick Nezet-Séguin. Wow, what a program.
I love those programs with not-so-familiar music.
And the Muley Organ Concerto, this is the East Coast premiere. Aside from being very cool to listen to, it's fascinating to think how this all came together, because Nico Muley wrote this piece, and it was performed first in Los Angeles on one organ, and now it's being performed here, and I guess the soloist has to make adjustments to it. And then he gets together with you and the orchestra. What is your approach to conducting something this complex?
The first thing I want to mention is that we at the Philadelphia Orchestra now have a very close relationship with the music of Nico Muley, and as a result, our audiences too, because early in my tenure, we commissioned an orchestration of one of his pieces, Nico, which was the Bright Mass with Canons, which we did with, with Beethoven 9th Symphony. So that was maybe in my second season. Then we commissioned a piece with which we toured in Europe a few years ago, Mixed Messages, and we played it a few times. And now we just played this suite from his opera Marni, and we played it again a few weeks ago on tour in the Midwest and in Carnegie Hall. So arriving in this concerto, it might be the most complex piece I've conducted of his so far. And I love to see this. I feel that Nico, every time he writes for an orchestra, it becomes even, there are more layers that he's adding, and the structure of his amazing creative mind becomes even more interesting. And I would describe this concerto as, yes, complex, but refreshing, because it's not only a big wash of sound, which is normally what you expect from an organ concerto. It's going to be loud, it's going to be full. And actually, he was interested more in getting the organ in a more delicate way, almost pointillist way, with all little bits of sounds, all inspired by what we hear at the end of the concerto, what you just heard, which is this tribute to a piece by Orlando Gibbons, with which he was obsessed when he was a kid. So it's really feeling like we're entering Nico's mind with this concerto. And James McVinney told me beforehand that he did not change so much the registrations compared to LA. But of course, LA also has a different sound acoustically in the Disney Hall than here in Verizon. LA has a different sound as an orchestra. So here he finds the organ richer and maybe more, as a little more core to it, even within the same registrations, but also that's true for the orchestra. So it's actually a very good match between the two. And it's good for us to have the second ever performance, because then everybody's more relaxed. The composer is more relaxed. The soloist is more relaxed. So we can just do our work and try to bring it to another level.
And it was interesting, the organ console is right next to you on the stage, and there's also an instrument off stage.
Yes, the celesta is off stage. And yes, we did have in rehearsal to find the right positioning and the right balance to suggest this kind of otherworldly music box that comes with the quote from this Gibbons piece as it's coming back as a souvenir from childhood.
Oh, wow. It was really wonderful. And we're about to hear Tchaikovsky's Manfred Symphony, which he wrote between his 4th and 5th symphonies. And it's not heard as often as the other symphonies.
That's right. The orchestra has played it from time to time here. But the last time, I believe, was something like 2008. So this doesn't come often. And I conducted it only once years ago, 18 years ago in Montreal. But I love this piece. I think it's Tchaikovsky at its most ambitious in terms of form. Of course, like his symphonies of the end, there is a recurring theme, and it tries to have a more seamless connection between the movement, almost like a big, big, big tone poem. But the piece is even longer than his symphonies. You know, it's close to 55 minutes an hour. So this is very ambitious, and I think he is especially successful at depicting the feelings of Manfred as a character, and his loneliness and his depression, and yet all the souvenirs and the scenery he has around him in the Alps and in Switzerland, and also the redemption at the end with the organ. And that is the whole point of programming it with Nico's piece is to have the organ bookending our concert here.
Right. It really, the whole program shows the organ in the full range of sounds and styles it can make.
So in Manfred, I think the religious connotation of the organ is more present than in the Muli, but this is why then we get the full spectrum, as you just said. It's interesting that also it appears in this bright C major, which I find similar to Gounod's Faust at the end when the organ appears and it's the redemption. Also arguably Saint-Saëns' Third Symphony, so popular. This is also a big C major when the organ shows up. And this is beautiful to see how there's a tribute and a link to other pieces in history, but with, of course, Tchaikovsky's touch.
Yes, and it has this explicit story, which a lot of his works don't have.
Yeah, in that sense, it's the by far the longest programmatic work that he's done. As many composers of his time, like Liszt and like even Richard Strauss and Mahler later, they were in split minds about giving a program to really understand music of such pure inspiration. So, of course, I'm attached to the program, but I try to treat it at the same level as we would do all of his last symphonies.
Well, we're excited to hear it. Thank you so much, Yannick Nezet-Séguin.
Thank you.